In cooperation with Tucson Values Teachers, Arizona Public Media presents Teachers' Voices. These conversations between educators, their peers, and their students focus on the real experiences they face each day in Arizona schools. Last week, we learned about Opening Minds Through the Arts, or OMA, a program that uses the arts to teach traditional subjects like math, science, and social studies. Next, we'll hear from Darden Bradshaw, an OMA Arts Integration Specialist at Alice Vale Middle School, and Don Paul, the Executive Director of the OMA Foundation.
We have a pediatrician on our board, Dr. Marilyn Hines. And in the early days of OMA, there was research done by outside research folks. The federal government, the Department of Education, provided money, and it had to be primo research that was peer-reviewed and important. And that research determined that across all descriptions of students, gender, income, ability, and language and culture, that test scores went up in all the tested areas compared to classrooms that were not using arts integration. And Dr. Hines said at that moment, because she had worked in medicine, she said, if this were a clinical study for a cure of cancer, they'd have to stop the study and give this to everybody. Why isn't this available for everybody?
Oftentimes, there's a misconception that what we're doing in the classroom isn't learning, that it's just this fun, frivolous, oh, it's just an extra. So I think that changing the perception that arts integration is an additional task that is laid upon the teacher, that it's an additional thing that must be done, and rather seeing it as an integrative, collaborative experience that engages and reinvigorates the passion of the teacher as well as the students, and seeing that would help change that. I also think that it's a matter of funding. You know, we come back to the big old numbers always, and choosing to invest funding in student engagement and in a program like OMA fosters growth that sometimes can't even be measured. I think that the more we focus on measurements that are cost effective, which is really those standardized tests, the less creativity and the less we get to know our children. We know, do they know the right answer? But that may not be the only right answer. We as adults living in the world know that not everything has a right answer. There are lots of grays. And there are lots of multiple ways to solve a problem. And these children can demonstrate that through all the art forms that they are using in the classroom with their arts integration experiences.
That's right. I think one thing that the OMA Foundation is trying to do is figure out how to empower individual teachers as well as school teams to be able to use arts integration to the best of their ability as much as they can. And I think right now, funding equals public priorities. And I think if we had more people with a great education, we would have a clearer picture of the priorities of our funding right now.
Well, and I think as a parent, I can say that I want my child to have this.
Yeah.
And we know through years of research that when children are engaged through the arts, they retain the information longer, they hold on to it better, they learn it, they are becoming more critical in their ability to think and problem solve. And so I also think that parents have to express their desires and to demand the programs that they want present in the schools for their children.
And I think the most important thing about what we're doing together is that we're working on student achievement. And the arts are involved, and as a matter of fact, it makes the arts very important, but it's not an arts education program. It's arts used to teach math, science, reading, running, and social studies, plus the 21st century skills.
And I also think that the other important thing that we haven't touched on is that it's not just a student achievement program, but it transforms teaching.
Yes.
In this world where teachers are already paid so little for the job that they do and investing more time and energy than they're contracted for, this gives them a place to be passionate, to share their excitement and their knowledge with students, to feel reinvigorated, to team teach with another person, and to bounce ideas off each other and share ideas. And it makes teaching far more enjoyable.
I think second only to the look of joy on children's faces when they're learning with arts integration is this great liberation that arts integration brings to teachers, because it helps them overcome what they thought were barriers and depend on their own creative resources to be successful. It's great.
We just heard Darden Bradshaw, an OMA Arts Integration Specialist at Alice Vale Middle School, and Don Paul, the Executive Director of the OMA Foundation. If you're an educator or student with a story you'd like to share on Teachers' Voices, we'd love to hear from you. You can email Matt Felix at mfelix@azpm.org. Please include your name, contact information, and a short description of who you'd like to interview and why.